Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Both houses of parliament witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar's alleged remarks on providing reservation to a particular minority group. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar calls for action to prevent cash recovery-like incidents in judiciary. President Draupadi Murmu urges tribal communities to avail benefits of all central government schemes to achieve self-reliance. SEBI doubles threshold of detailed FPI investment disclosures to 50,000 crore rupees. Turkey detains more than 1,100 people since start of protests over Istanbul mayor's arrest. Russian and US officials hold talks on resolving Ukrainian conflict at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. And powerlifters Jhandu Kumar and Seema Rani break national records at Khelo India Para Games in the national capital. And now the news in detail. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed multiple adjournments over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar to change the constitution for providing reservation to a particular minority group. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2:15 amid din, the House cleared a few amendments made by Lok Sabha in the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill has already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. As ruckus continued, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge clarified that Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister has not said anything to change the constitution, alleging that it was the ruling party leaders who have talked about the changing the constitution many times. Countering Mr. Kharge, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel were against the reservation based on religion. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and it was rejected then by all the prominent leaders. As the pandemonium continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Lok Sabha today took up Finance Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Anurag Thakur of the BJP said the government has created stable grounds for the economy.
ये वित्त विधेयक ऐतिहासिक दूरदर्शी और परिवर्तनकारी है ये केवल कराधान के बारे में नहीं ये राष्ट्र निर्माण के बारे में है ये केवल आर्थिक नीति के बारे में नहीं आर्थिक स्वतंत्रता के बारे में है ये केवल राजस्व के बारे में नहीं ये 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के समृद्धि समावेशी विकास के बारे में है अनिश्चितता के दौर से अभूतपूर्व विकास के दौर तक लाने का काम किसी ने किया है तो प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया है
Nishikant Dubey of the BJP said the whole world is facing economic crisis, but India has emerged as a bright spot in the last 10 years. Earlier, initiating the discussion, Shashi Tharoor of Congress said there should be relief for the common man who is paying tax to the government.
So Viksit Bharat by 2047 is a laudable objective for a quarter century from now. But how does this finance bill begin to get us there? It has taken the government years to finally realize that just 2% of Indians, the hard-working taxpayers, ma'am, have been really carrying this country on their backs. Individual taxpayers, mainly the salaried middle class, were already contributing more than the corporations last year, and yet no action was taken.
Several other members took part in the debate, including Mahua Moitra of TMC, Supriya Sule of NCP-SCP, Dr. Kalanidhi Veeraswamy of DMK and Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal. The discussion remained inconclusive. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the issue of recovery of cash from Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma's residence following a fire and called for eradication of such malaise to prevent recurrence. Mr. Dhankar stated this during a meeting with the Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, over the issue in the Parliament House. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn all judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. Justice Verma has denied the allegations. The centre has notified an increase in the salary, daily allowance and pension of members and former members of the Parliament. The monthly salary for members of Parliament has been increased from 1 lakh rupees to 1 lakh 24,000. The daily allowance has been raised from 2,000 rupees to 2,500 rupees. The monthly pension for members and ex-members of Parliament has been revised from 25,000 rupees to 31,000 rupees. It will be effective from 1st of April 2023. The Delhi government will bring a white paper on the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party, AAP regime, in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced this during a discussion on the Controller and Auditor General's CAG report on the Delhi Transport Corporation in the Assembly today. Earlier in the day, Mrs. Gupta tabled the CAG report, which is the third CAG report on Delhi Transport Corporation. The report is expected to shed light on the financial and operational aspects of the Delhi Transport Corporation. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Vishwabasu Shabar Samaj at Kalyapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha this evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar this afternoon on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Earlier in the day, President Murmu attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the task of integrating people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage.
वामपंथी उग्रवाद से प्रभावित लोगों को समाज की मुख्य धारा में जोड़ने का कार्य अंतिम और निर्णायक दौर में पहुंच गया है मुझे बताया गया है छत्तीसगढ़ के नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों के लोग विकास के मार्ग पर आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं मुझे विश्वास है कि छत्तीसगढ़ को उग्रवाद से पूर्णतया मुक्त करने के प्रयास में आप सब शीघ्र ही सफलता प्राप्त करेंगे और राज्यों के इतिहास में एक स्वर्णिम अध्याय जोड़ेंगे
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said the government will leave no stone unturned to eliminate tuberculosis, TB, from the country by the end of this year. Mr. Nadda was addressing an event on the occasion of World TB Day in New Delhi today.
World TB report mein global decline jo hai, wo 8.3% hai, aur hamara decline 7.7% hai, which is remarkable, more than double. Usi tarike se jo 59% tha treatment coverage, wo treatment coverage has increased from 59% to 85%. Aur world isko maan raha hai, aur is India model par chalne ki koshish kar raha hai.
The 100-day TB elimination campaign also culminated today on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day. Meanwhile, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh announced the completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Dr. Singh made this announcement while talking to media in New Delhi today.
उन्होंने ये तय किया कि 80% वो मॉर्टेलिटी कम करने में कामयाब रहे ये उनका प्रयास रहेगा सन 2030 तक ट्यूबरक्लोसिस को लेकर के और 90% इसकी मॉर्बिडिटी यानी कि प्रेवलेंस और हमें इस बात की खुशी भी है और ये हमारे लिए एक चुनौती भी है कि आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एक बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेवारी हम पर डाल करके ये तय किया कि हम 2025 के भीतर ही टीबी मुक्त भारत कायम करने में सफल हो पाएंगे
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on prevention and cure of tuberculosis with Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, Deputy Director General, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Dr. Rohit Kumar, Head of Department Pulmonary Medicine, Safdarjung Hospital, New Delhi. To participate, listeners can dial the telephone numbers 011-234-21050 and 011-231-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Market regulator Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, today approved a proposal to double the investment threshold for granular or detailed disclosures by foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, to 50,000 crore rupees. Newly appointed chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey made the announcement during a media briefing this evening after the first board meeting.
The board has decided to revise based on public comments and recommendations of FPI Advisory Committee. So this size criteria is now being taken from 25,000 crore to 50,000 crore. But please note that the concentration criteria remains the same, that is 50%. So irrespective of the size, the 50% concentration criteria remains, and in case 50% is breached, then additional disclosure will be required.
After this decision now, FPIs holding more than 50,000 crore rupees of equity assets under management in the Indian markets will now be required to make additional disclosures. SEBI has also decided to boost investor awareness amid recent market volatility. The SEBI chairman stated that action has been taken against over 17,000 financial influencers with the help of Google and Meta. The benchmark domestic equity indices today extended their upward momentum for the sixth consecutive session to settle with gains of over 1% each. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 1,079 points to close at 77,984. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 jumped 308 points to settle at 23,658. Turkey authorities have detained 1,133 people across the country since the start of protests 5 days ago over detention of Istanbul Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. Interior Minister Ali Erlikaya today said as many as 123 police officers were injured in the protests and alleged that dangerous materials such as acid, firebombs and knives were seized from the protesters. Yesterday, a court formally arrested the Istanbul Mayor İmamoğlu and ordered him jail pending a trial on corruption charges. Talks are underway between representatives from Russia and the United States on resolving the Ukrainian conflict at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov announced that talks between U.S. and Ukrainian delegations had concluded in Riyadh. On to sports. Powerlifters Jhandu Kumar and Seema Rani broke national records at the ongoing Khelo India Para Games in the national capital today. We have a report.
Seema Rani from Punjab and Jhandu Kumar from Bihar created history with their remarkable performances. Seema Rani lifted 97 kg in the elite 61 kg category, setting a new national record and securing the gold medal. Jhandu Kumar broke the national record in the elite 72 kg category by lifting an impressive 206 kg, earning him gold medal. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, Jhandu Kumar shared that he is now focused on preparing for future competitions.
अपना ही रिकॉर्ड तोड़े हैं. पहला रिकॉर्ड तो हरियाणा का सुधीर कुमार का था, 192 का रिकॉर्ड था. नोएडा में 205 मार के रिकॉर्ड हमने अपना नाम किया. उसके बाद खेलो इंडिया में अपना ही रिकॉर्ड 206 केजी मार के नाम किया.
इन शूटिंग पेरिस पैरालंपिक मेडलिस्ट मोना अग्रवाल क्लेम्ड गोल्ड इन द मिक्स्ड 50 मीटर प्रोन SH1 कैटेगरी. एडिशनली निहाल सिंह फ्रॉम राजस्थान क्लिंच गोल्ड मेडल इन मिक्स्ड 25 मीटर पिस्टल SH1 कैटेगरी. अभिषेक कपिल, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, दिल्ली.
In the IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 190 for 6 in 18.2 overs against Delhi Capitals in Vishakhapatnam a short while ago. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to field. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament witnessed multiple adjournments over Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar's alleged remarks on providing reservation to a particular minority group. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar calls for action to prevent cash recovery-like incidents in judiciary. President Raddi Murmu urges tribal communities to avail benefits of all central government schemes to achieve self-reliance. SEBI doubles threshold of detailed FPI investment disclosures to 50,000 crore rupees. Turkey detains more than 1,100 people since start of protests over Istanbul mayor's arrest. Russian and US officials hold talks on resolving Ukrainian conflict at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. And powerlifters Jhandu Kumar and Seema Rani break national records in Khelo India Para Games. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.